It's an old song we've sung often before. What value are rules? Rules have no value whatsoever. Rules are illogical, unreasonable, unnecessary. They have only one value, and that is to teach us discipline, to teach us to follow them without being touched. If I say, Stefan, and I put my hands over his eyes, I say, just keep on driving. Does he trust me enough to drive? A little bit.
For a little while.
And then he had to shake his head away and see where he was going. And he was driving just fine. He wasn't making any improper turns or improper actions. But, you see, I gave him a rule. I said, don't look. Just stay driving just like you are and use your sixth sense, your eighth sense, or whatever it is you want to use, and you'll drive perfectly. But it's a tough thing to come to that point. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. If every day for a year I were to stick my hand in front of Stefan's eyes for a minute or two, would Stefan become competent in driving without seeing?
Yes.
Why would he become competent in driving without seeing if I did such an irrational, unreasonable thing?
He would believe
in himself. Finish your sentence.
He would believe in himself.
Yeah, don't even hang in there. He would believe in what? Me? In himself? No. And when you believe in yourself, then you can do virtually anything. Everyone doesn't have the opportunity to have these irrational rules played upon them. Everyone doesn't have the opportunity of being in a monastery where when you are skilled in a certain area, we take you off of it and put you on something else. Just when you are efficient, you know, just when you are functionally beneficial to the organization, we take you and move you to something else. You say, well, why is this? You know, now, we moved John from one desk to another, and we moved Ingeborg from one desk to another. And why did we move John from one desk to another? We wanted to get him closer to Anita, right? I mean, you know, anybody who says that he's going to get married, you know, must mean something special by that. And if I were Anita and I had any interest at all, and John said that, I said, I accept! You know, I accept. If anybody's going to throw a token at you and you think it's a good token that you really want, don't let it float away in the wind. You said you blew it in one way, but you blew it in another way too. If that's what you want. Now, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to get married, and maybe you don't want to have John, but that's okay too. But you see, these are irrational rules. These are irrational conditions. You're welcome. Irrational discussions. But if you let yourself be touched by it, if you let yourself be touched by any of these things, then you're not your own master. And I put my hand in front of Stefan's eyes, and I don't tell Stefan, look, Stefan, I'm training you so that you will be absolutely confident in yourself within a period of time. He says, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Don't do this. You know, I got to see where I'm driving. I've always seen where I've been going, you know. And if you tell him, like the Karate Kid, if you tell him, it won't mean a thing to him. He will try to interpret in everything you do the reasons behind it. And there are no good reasons behind it. I know the reason behind it, but I can't explain that to you. Because if I explain that to you, you say, oh, sure, you know. Because that's okay, but that's not the way I want to learn. And if you just flow with the things, then you're okay. But if you don't flow with it, if you don't bite on every apple that's offered, you miss a lot of opportunities. The value of rules are a training tool. The value of rules are a training tool to you, not to us. Because it makes no difference to me if Stefan drives with intuitive vision or whether he drives with his eyes. It makes no difference. I put my hand over his eyes, and if he can handle it, great. I said to Greg several times on our United States tour to do certain things. He didn't do it. And then just when he didn't do it, a car came zipping up or something like that. And he said, that's why I didn't do it. No. The car came zipping up because you didn't do it. If you had done it, the car would not have been there. But you see, you have to have absolute confidence in whoever is sharing with you. You have to believe that they know what they're doing. And if you don't believe they know what they're doing, you're going to cry your head off. And you're going to say, that's foul ball, foul ball. You're not treating me right. You're not handling me like you do everybody else. And other people did it this way and other people did it that. You can't say that. You can only say where you are and what lesson you're learning from it and what benefit it is to you. Now, what benefit is it to follow the rules? None, as far as you're concerned. As far as you're concerned, they're lousy, irrational, unreasonable, and one-sided, you know. And whose side is it? My side? No, hardly, because I don't care. I don't care whether you follow the rules or not. I don't care whether you get to China today or tomorrow. I don't care whether you get to Switzerland on the 19th or on the 10th or 12th or whatever time you get there. That's your choice. But what I do care is that you do everything you do when you do it to your best. And you follow all the programs that you have signed up to follow. Nobody asked you to sign up for these rules here at the monastery. That's your choice. So you can't say that you don't have to follow the rules. You follow them because they're there. Now, if you follow them, you will be a karate kid, you know. If you follow them, you will be a master. But I cannot tell you that. I cannot point it out to you. I cannot say, if you do this results. Because it may be this and this and this and this and this, far afield from where you're going. And you say, hey, that's never going to get me to be a master. That's only going to irritate me and make me unhappy and make me feel that life's not worth living. But if you follow those rules, hey, that's cool. Now, is anyone exempt from the rules? Well, no one is exempt from the rules. But everyone, listen closely, everyone has a different set of rules. No one is exempt from them, but everyone has a different set. Ellen has a different set of rules by which she does her work. And yet she cooperates as a monastery monk. And John has a different set of rules by which he cooperates as a novitiate. And John just does what he's told to do and does it beautifully. John has not been here long enough to become jaded, to start thinking that he knows it all and that he's been there, done that, and he shouldn't have to do that particular rule. But some of us have been here so long, we feel that we should rewrite the rules. And you should. I've offered it. I said, if you don't like the rules, rewrite them or move out of town. Go to a different country. And if you want to rewrite them, what do? You bring them up in council session. And the flock was gathered for council session. And Jonathan stood there wondering what it was going to be, praise or being cast out. He knew what it was. But he still pleaded at the end, can't you see? And you see, we don't know. Now, let me ask you a question. Did the council, Jonathan's council, do him a favor or do him a terrible service? What did they do? He no longer had to live by dualism. Living in the flock, knowing all that he knew, all the genius things that he wanted to share with them, but he was cast out. So he was cast out to train himself in the magnificence of what he was learning. And he didn't try to teach the old flock because he was cast out and he believed it. He didn't go back. Now you see, what we do, we want to go back and break the rules. We want to go back and say, you don't have to chum for fish behind the fish boat and take just the dead heads of the fish. We can dive beneath the surface just a few feet and there are hundreds of fish also chumming off of the fish boats dumping. But we can get a whole fish, you know, get the succulent part, the meaty part, not just the head, which hasn't got too much on it. But you see, you think, and even you think it, that it was a tragedy that he was thrown out, that he wasn't able to teach the flock what he was learning. But our work is not to teach the flock. Our work is to teach ourselves. Our work is to learn by the rules that we're following so that we will be blessed. We will be uplifted. We will be raised. And it doesn't matter if everybody else violates the rules or if everybody else gets away with it or if everybody else has special permission or perks to move them beyond. If we don't follow them, we lose tremendously. So, what value are the rules? The value is there to be followed. What value are the rules? There's a mystical value about it. A value that you cannot see. A value that the Karate Kid did not know, that Jonathan did not know. A value that everyone who is seeking a higher understanding of themselves can only imagine, but they don't know. When Andreen came here, he thought, oh, this is going to be boring, you know. And then he started driving the golf carts. He said, wow, this is better than I ever expected. And then he heard from me, and I said, no. And I was very firm with him. He said, oh, it's just like home. And so he minded, but he felt comfortable. He felt comfortable because we were tough with him and strict with him. Now, what we'd like to teach him is how to be gentle, how to be loving, how to be kind, but we'll never teach that to him because we have to first learn it ourselves. Do you know how to be gentle, loving, and kind? Do you know how to love somebody without hitting him in the belly? Oh, you're so wonderful, Herb, you're so wonderful, bum, 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 you know. Or that we have to give a crushing hug because if we give a gentle, sensitive hug, we're thought to be homosexual, you know. Yeah, that's what people think. If a man gives you a fish hand for a shake, it's homosexual. If any man ever kissed like Irene, you'd think, oh my God, you know. But for Irene to kiss like that, it's charming. But for a man to kiss like that, it's not. Now, what makes the difference? Why shouldn't a man be able to kiss with sensuousness and love and caring? Huh? Because these are the things that we have taught ourselves to believe. These are the rules by which we're playing the game. The rules that we've been given long ago in our ancestry. Long ago. And what are women for? I know you'll enjoy this answer. What are women for? Women have only one purpose, and that is so that a knight can be chivalrous and save them from the dragon. Right? That's what women are for, so that they can be protected from the dragon. I don't know where all these dragons came from, but I'm sure that the women, dragon, dragon, dragon! And then Sir Lancelot comes and says, I will slay him for thee, madam. And so forth. But, you see, you don't know. You don't know the games that are being played. You don't know how these rules apply. And if you love yourself, if you like yourself, you can create any dragon you want and slay him. Even if he's a dragon of your mind, a dragon of your heart, a dragon of your soul, slay him. Put him to rest and say, I am the master. Life is really wonderful. What value are rules? You'll never know. Because when you live by the rules, you learn so wonderfully to like yourself. As we talked about Brother Lawrence, the rule for him was clean that kitchen floor and clean that kitchen floor and clean that kitchen floor. The monks came in with their dirty shoes or clogs from working in the grape yards and the vineyards, and cluck, cluck, cluck. Instead of taking the shoes off outside like they should have, they cluck, cluck to their place, and he crawls to their feet and takes their shoes off and takes them to the door and cleans them and then cleans up the mess. Never did he think he was being put down. Never did he think he was being humble. He was doing it for what?
Himself. For Jesus.
For Jesus. Now, you see, that is beautiful. Now, we are doing it for God, and God is within us. So let us take the benefit from what Brother Lawrence did. When he met Jesus, he met himself. Because he didn't know Jesus, but he knew himself. And he did it for himself. And he was humble, and he felt wonderful, and he never felt that anyone was stepping on him. Except when he was taking somebody's shoe off and they stepped on their foot. But that happens too. Okay. Verstehen Sie?
Yeah.
Gut. What value are rules? You'll never know. I love you.